It's Monday, January 12, 2026. I'm Richard Davis with KNU's Local News Now. Hundreds gathered in wind and freezing temperatures Saturday at Flagstaff City Hall as part of national protests against federal immigration crackdowns. Flagstaff resident Marco Suchelt says he doesn't consider himself political, but was compelled to protest after an Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent killed a woman in Minnesota last week.
You know, it could be your mom, it could be your sister, it could be your aunt, your uncle, your grandparents, and it's disgusting, but to get a video of it and see it from my own eyes, it was just too much.
Trump administration officials have insisted the agent acted in self-defense when he fatally shot 37-year-old Renee Good. There were nearly a dozen protests across Arizona over the weekend and nearly 1,000 across the country. Meanwhile, Governor Katie Hobbs says the Trump administration has not informed her about a possible ramp-up in immigration enforcement in the state. But she's already in talks with the Department of Public Safety and other agencies about how Arizona will react if that happens.
We're certainly having a lot of conversations and planning. DPS, DEMA, National Guard.
Recent media reports suggested the U.S. Department of Homeland Security could send a surge of ICE agents to Phoenix, much like previous operations in Los Angeles and Chicago. Forest officials on the Apache Sitgreaves National Forest say they'll begin burning slash piles today. Crews will burn about 70 piles near Porter Mountain, 6 miles southeast of Sholo. Officials say the effort will likely continue through the week and forest roads in the area will be closed to the public. Forest managers say smoke may be visible from Pine Top Lakeside, Sholo, and Vernon. The burns are meant to reduce overgrown vegetation and help protect local communities and natural resources from wildfires. Ahead of next week's legislative session, Governor Katie Hobbs is calling on lawmakers to get rid of a decade-old tax incentive for data centers designed to attract the industry to Arizona. Hobbs says the tax break is no longer necessary now that Arizona has one of the most robust data center industries in the world.
We are a top two market in the world for data centers. And so I don't know that we need to be subsidizing them, that Arizona taxpayers need to be subsidizing them.
Hobbs is also calling on lawmakers to approve a new data center water usage fee, which would fund efforts to prepare Arizona for upcoming cuts to its Colorado River allocation. The Arizona Supreme Court has declined to review schools chief Tom Horn's lawsuit against 10 districts for allowing English language learners to participate in dual language programs. The Arizona Republic reports it puts an end to a years-long effort by the superintendent to curb schools from adopting models in which students spend half their day learning in English and the other half in another language like Spanish, Mandarin, or Diné. In 2023, Horn threatened to withhold funding from schools that didn't teach English language learners in English. Attorney General Chris Mays issued an opinion that Horn had no standing to eliminate the model approved by the State Board of Education. The southern Arizona town of Marana has approved rezoning for a new data center. It puts it into direct competition with Project Blue to become southern Arizona's first large-scale center outside of Tucson. Both projects face challenges, including opposition from the No Desert Data Center Coalition, which has mobilized hundreds to protest. Last week, Marana's town council voted unanimously for rezoning, despite energy concerns and environmental impacts. Supporters argue the center will bring jobs and economic growth. Meanwhile, Project Blue is moving forward, though it faces legal challenges over energy agreements. Arizona Congresswoman Yasemin Ansari is among several Democrats who plan to introduce a bill to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. KJZZ reports it follows the death of Renee Nicole Good, shot and killed by an ICE agent in Minneapolis last week. The Trump administration says the agent was acting in self-defense, but eyewitnesses and video contradict that account. Ansari has called for an independent investigation into the shooting and is co-sponsoring a bill that would introduce articles of impeachment against Noem. Congresswoman Adelita Grijalva and Senator Ruben Gallego have also called for oversight of ICE since the shooting. A Sholo woman was arrested last week in connection with a traffic collision that killed a firefighter last fall. Deputies arrested Kaleya Williamson on a second-degree murder charge. In October, Glenn Collins was hit and killed by a vehicle while riding a motorcycle in the White Mountain Lake area. Officials say a blood test of Williamson confirmed she was impaired. Glenn Collins was a firefighter with the Timber Mesa Fire and Medical District in Sholo. He was the third firefighter from the very same district killed within only a few weeks in vehicle crashes last year.
I'm Canadian meteorologist Lee Bourne. Strong high pressure in place across the entire western United States, and that's going to lead to quiet weather for the next 10 days or so for our Monday afternoon. Sunny, seasonally cool, and typically breezy. Mountain high temperatures, mid-40s. Navajo and Apache counties, mid-upper 40s. Prescott region, mid-50s. Verde Valley in the low 60s. We then turn sharply warmer Tuesday, moving through a quiet and mild week of weather.
This is KNU's Local News Now.